4ZGS riding mobile tonight. Just checking into the repeater.
ZGS, this is KC4SKD. Name's Larry.
Hey, Larry. My name's Chris. I got KC4, and then I already done forgot it, but you came in loud and clear. Can you repeat the call sign? You got mine right on point. It's KG4ZGS, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra. Nice to talk to you tonight, Larry.
What's wrong, but all of a sudden I hear a lot of noise when I pick up the repeater. Call here is KC4SKD, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta.
That KC4SKD. Nice to make your acquaintance. Yeah, I'm just my son and I are on our way to Spartanburg, and I just figured I'd get on the 2 meter like I like to do in the afternoons or evenings and bother people who are listening in.
No problem, no bother. I'm about to go through a noisy area, so I won't be able to hear you here for just a little bit. But anyway, once I come through that, in about a mile and a half, I'll be good again.
Yeah, it'd be like that. I live out in Campobello, so we're right in the foothills here, and it's up and down hills, so sometimes I've got a better line of sight than other times. But yeah, right on, man. Well, I'll just be sitting here on the side whenever you get back through. This is KG4ZGS monitoring.
All right, I'm going into the noisy area now, so hopefully you can hear me. I'm going to stop and get some food, take home, and I'm going to switch my cell phone to a different carrier this evening. If all goes well, I found a better price, so I'm going to go and try to get that done. And I hope everything works out all right. We depend so much on our smartphones now. I can't eat in the cafeteria at work unless I got my smartphone.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy yesterday. I've got Verizon, and my service went down for several hours. And when it came back, it was kind of limited. I could make calls and get on the internet, but I had a hard time sending text messages for a little while longer, and I've had some kind of spottiness and issues today, but mostly my service has returned back to normal. But my smartphone is the only access I have to internet. I don't have internet at my house, so when the internet wasn't working on my smartphone, I was kind of in the dark. I was like, what's going on, man? So I got on the ham radio, and some folks gave me some good intel about what was happening with the network outage, and so that was cool. I was able to use my ham radio for not quite an emergency, but, you know, kind of almost like a drill, a practice run for an emergency situation.
Effect due to the outage. I had text messages that were coming through 5 hours later. I got home last night and tried to call my dad and dial the number and hit the green button and nothing happened. But back when Helene was hitting, my brother lives above Asheville. He said after the power went off, 4 hours later, he lost cell phone service and they had to rely on strictly the 2 meter radio.
Yep. Hurricane Helene definitely did a number on all of us here in the upstate and in North Carolina and Tennessee. It downed several trees on my property and massive limbs. I spent nearly a year cutting all that stuff up and burning it. But, yeah, at the time, I've been licensed since 2003, but I took a pretty long hiatus from ham radio, and I've only recently gotten back into it. My dad talked me into getting some radio equipment, and I've kept my license renewed over the years, but I just wasn't doing anything with it. So on Christmas, my dad helped me get a new mobile unit installed in my car, and so I've just been annoying people for the last 2 weeks by being so excited about getting back on the radio But anyway, at the time of Hurricane Helene, I was licensed, but I didn't have a working radio or anything like that. So I guess, you know, you never hope for a disaster, but I hope in the future that if a disaster occurs that I'm now more prepared to be of assistance in some way.
Power for 5 days, and I got some batteries and was able to run the radio, and my mother-in-law never lost power, so she was a big help. She came and got clothes and washed clothes, and we'd stop at her house to take showers on the way home from work. I mean, she was just tremendously helpful during that time. But as far as your license, it's good that you didn't let your license expire. That's what I tell people. If you get disinterested, you know, sell the radio, take down the antennas, whatever, but don't ever let that license expire.
Well, truth be told, it did actually expire the second go-around, but I was within the 2-year grace period, which is quite lenient of the FCC, so because I was still within that 2-year grace period, it was pretty straightforward and smooth to get it back up and valid again, so yeah, I renewed that recently, but at the time, like, my son was born in 2024, so at the time Hurricane Helene hit, he was still just a small infant, and we lost power for several days, which in and of itself wouldn't have been a big deal, except for the fact that our house runs on well water, and without power or a power backup that I could power my well, we didn't have any water. So I could have made do with, you know, I've got propane and stuff like that to heat water and make food and things like that, but without a source of water to flush toilets and have fresh drinking water to make baby bottles and things like that, we ended up going to my folks' place, and they live in the very western tip of North Carolina, and they were west of the damage path, so they still had power where they live, so we stayed with them for a few days, and then when I got reports that power came back on, we came back home, so that's... It was kind of a crazy time, man. I had to evacuate with downed power lines and trees everywhere with a baby in my car and my cat. So it was me and my wife and our baby and our cat, and we were just driving through the mountains like crazy people. Anyway, KG4ZGS Friday.
We learned a lot off that event. Another thing we bought, one of these, it's a portable power station. You can get them on Amazon. You get all different capacities and all different prices. But we've got one that'll deliver 2,000 watts. Of course, it won't run something for very long at that rate. But we got it now because of, in the summer, afternoon thunderstorms, when my wife's working from home, she can still run her laptop and internet. You know, if the power goes off due to thunderstorms, or sometimes the lightning is so bad, we just unplug everything so it don't get hit.
My shed has back feed capabilities for a generator, but I have never done that before. I don't know how to do it, and I honestly want to get an electrician out there to tell me what's going on. We've had this house for 8 years, but I just haven't really messed with that. I've just been busy doing other things. So I don't think that the back feed would feed into my house. I think it would just, the generator would just power my shed. So I gotta get an electrician out there to help me figure out what kind of circuit breakers and all that kind of good stuff that I need to have a proper back feed system, at least to run my well. And then, you know, if the generator's out in the driveway or something, I could run a power cable, you know, to run my refrigerator and keep food cold or whatever. But I would at least want to run that well, because running out of water pressure when you got to flush the toilet is a big problem.
Well, that happened to my brother, too. He didn't have power for 13 days, and they had to... I don't know what they did flushing the toilets. I really don't remember, but... they're a little bit better prepared now, and I think he's got a generator now, so yeah, he don't have to do that again. Anyway, I got to pull over here and call in our food order, but it's been good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your evening. Oh, I can't remember your call. Anyway, mine's KC4SKD. We'll talk to you later.
John, Larry, nice to talk to you this evening. KC4SKD from KG4ZGS, and I'm Chris. Take care, man. 73s. This is KG4ZGS. I'll be sitting on the side and monitoring.
Chris, but I'm on the phone. I just wanted to say hello, and 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, nice to hear you. I'll let you get to your phone call, but hit me up whenever you're done. I'm just driving.